Our God is good and His mercy endures forever. We bless the name of the Lord for another time on this mountain of power. In His presence, at the throne of grace, we have come again tonight. Forever Your name be praised, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Words can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other font I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Our Lord and our God, Ancient of Days, Gracious Father, Merciful God, Faithful Father, Father, we worship You. Daddy, we exalt Your most holy name. We give You praise because You alone, You are God. Besides You, there is no other. To You be glory for Your loving kindness and goodness in our lives every day and every moment. To You, our God, be all glory for Your mercy and grace upon us, for Your faithfulness and Your truthfulness towards us since the beginning of this year, even to today, the last Thursday in the month of January. Daddy, we appreciate You. We say, be Thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, we say thank you for all you have been unto us and for us since the beginning of the year 2023. And that which you continue to be unto us and for us by your grace upon grace poured out on us this year 2023 and forever. We say thank you, Daddy, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Daddy, we saturate the atmosphere that this message is being transmitted at this time. Daddy, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully. The same shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek thy face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up in everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up in everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our garden of tonight, on this mountain tonight, upon our lives individually. He is the one ruling and reigning. He is the King over our lives. We give him praise, we give him honor. Daddy, I pray, O Lord, as we will decree and declare in your presence today, as we will cry unto you, so you will do unto us, O Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our coming down from this mountain tonight, O Lord. Father, shall be blessing unto us, O Lord, that it shall be obvious that people will see that we have met with you, that we will bless you, we worship you. We decree and declare that there is no room for darkness in our garden of tonight, in the name of Jesus, and we receive open heaven for outpouring of the blessings of the Lord upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration, since we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Follow quickly with me to the Bible passage we are going to go through tonight, and we are going to raise prayer point from the passage, the book of Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59. Look, the Lord's power is enough to save you. He can hear you when you ask him for help. It is your sins that separate you from your God. He turns away from you when he sees them. That's because your hands are covered with blood from the people you murdered. You tell lies and say evil things. You can't be trusted, even in court. You lie about each other. And depend on false arguments to win your cases. You create pains and produce wickedness. You arch evil like eggs from a poisonous snake. Anyone who eats the eggs will die. And if you break one of them open, a poisonous snake will come out. Your lies are like spider webs. They cannot be used for clothes. And you cannot cover yourself with them. Your hands are always busy sinning and hurting others. Your feet run towards evil. You are always ready to kill innocent people. You think of nothing but evil. Everywhere you go, you cause trouble and ruin. You don't know how to live in peace. You don't do what is right and fair. You are crooked. And anyone who lives like that will never know true peace. Verse 9 of Isaiah 59. All fairness and goodness is gone. There is only darkness around us. So we must wait for the light. We hope for a bright light, but all we have is darkness. We are like people without eyes. We walk into worlds like blind people. We stumble and fall as if it were night. Even in the daylight, we cannot see. At the noontime, we fall like dead men. We are always complaining. We groan like bears and mourn like doves. We are waiting for justice, but there is none. We are waiting to be saved, but salvation is still far away. That's because we committed crimes against our God. Our own sins speak out against us. We know we are guilty. We know we have sinned. We rebelled against the Lord and lied to Him. We turned away from our God and left Him. We planned to hurt others and to rebel against God. From hearts filled with lies, we talk about it and made our plans. We push justice away. Fairness stands off in the distance. Truth has fallen in the streets. Goodness is not allowed in the city. Loyalty is gone, and people who try to do good are robbed. The Lord looked and saw there was no justice. He did not like what he saw. He did not see anyone speak up for the people. He was shocked to see that no one stood up for them. So with his own power, he saved them. His desire to do what is right gave him strength. He put on the armor of goodness, the helmet of salvation, the uniform of punishment, and the coat of strong love. He will give his enemies the punishment they desire. They will feel his anger. He will punish all his enemies. People along the coast will get the punishment they desire. People from the west to the east will fear the Lord and respect His glory. It will come quickly, like a fast-flowing river driven by a wind from the Lord. Then the Redeemer will come to Zion to save the people of Jacob who have turned away from sin. The Lord says, "As for me, this is the agreement that I will make with these people. I promise my spirit that I put on you, and my words that I put in your mouth will never leave you. They will be with you and your children and your children's children for now and forever." May the Lord bless the reading of His word to our hearings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. By the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, let us quickly pray these prayer points according to the book of James chapter 4 verse 6 that says, "But He gives us more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble." I want you to pray, "Gracious and grateful God, thank you for giving unto me, unto us, your people, more grace, as you have declared it unto us this year, 2023. That we appreciate it. That we say thank you for more grace, grace upon grace. You have declared upon us, you have poured upon us, and our household this year, 2023, and henceforth. That we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, our gracious Father. Tonight, humbly, we've come to your throne of grace. By your mercy, we get grace for help, even at this time of our needs, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, tonight, O Lord, humbly we have come, O Lord, unto you. Humbly we have come to the throne of grace. Father, let us get mercy tonight, O Lord, so that grace for help, O Lord, by the grace that you have poured upon us, we will get help for our needs, every needs of our life, physical or spiritual, emotional, psychological, material and monetary, Lord. Father, you will give us unto us every area of our lives that we need help by your grace that you have poured upon us. Father, the throne of grace tonight, we receive mercy, O Lord, and we get grace to get help and even to meet all our needs in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Towards the scorner, he is scornful, but to the humble, he gives grace. According to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34, I decree and declare that you and I, we will not be scorners by any means and in any ways in the name of Jesus. Going through the world, going through this year 2023, the things of God, we will not scorn at the sin of God. We will not be scorners by any means and in any ways in the name of Jesus. A scorner, my brother, my sister, is a despiser. A despiser of knowledge of God. A despiser of the wisdom that comes from heaven. One who scoffs at the gospel of Christ and his doctrines. A scorner is the one who mocks the things of God. And to such a man, grace will not be given. That's why I decree and declare tonight that you and I, we will never be a mocker. We will never mock the things of God in any way, at any times, by no means, in the name of Jesus. And grace upon grace will be ours forever in the name of Jesus. This grace upon grace, this greater grace, will never depart from us because we will not be mockers. We will not be among those that mock the things of God for any reason at any times in the name of Jesus. Beloved in the Lord, there are many ways one can be a scorner. And the one I want us to pray against now is the one about being an ungodly witness. If you are enjoying being an ungodly witness for anyone or for any reason, you are a scorner of judgment. Therefore, grace upon grace can never be for such. Stop being an ungodly witness tonight. And you will experience grace, abundant grace, greater grace, grace in greater measure in the mighty name of Jesus. Proverbs 19:28 says, a wicked and worthless witness mocks justice, and the mouth of the wicked spreads iniquities. I decree and declare that you and I will not be wicked and worthless witnesses that ridicules justice at any time, for any reason, for anyone, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 18, Jesus Christ answered the young man. He said to him, which ones? And Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. My brothers and my sisters in the Lord, stop telling lies about others. Stop being part of false witnesses against anyone, because grace is not available for such a man that bear false witness against another person. I pray that you and I will no more be bearer of false witnesses for any reason and at any time, by the power of grace upon grace poured on us this year 2023 and henceforth, in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our Bible passage for tonight, Isaiah 59, pointed it out that sin is the causer of human separation from God. God is ever ready to help, to shine his face on us, and to hear us when we cry unto him. According to that book of Isaiah 59, that verse 1 to 2, that says, look, the Lord's power is enough to save you. Another version said, the hand of the Lord is not sure that it cannot save you. He can hear you when you ask him for help. It is your sins that separate you from your God. He turns away from you when he sees them. Not that when God sees, but God cannot behold the sin in you. God cannot behold the sin in me. God cannot behold sin that is all over us. That's why he turned his face away. It is a very common quote from the Bible by anyone. But do we really take time to meditate on this verse? Isaiah 59 verse 1 to 2. And be resolved to take the necessary steps in having close relationship with God by doing away with sin in any form. I pray, gracious God, by your grace upon grace bestow on us, forgive us all our wrongs and wickedness in your presence tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Gracious God, by your grace upon grace on us that you have declared upon us this year 2023, and henceforth, God, draw us closer to you, O God. Draw us all closer unto you. Shine your face on us, O Lord, and hear our cry tonight in the name of Jesus. Hear our cry whenever we call unto you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 3 to 4 of the same Isaiah 59 says, that's because your hands are covered with blood from the people you murdered. You tell lies and say evil things. You can't be trusted even in court. You lie about each other and depend on false argument to win your cases. You create pains and produce wickedness. Brethren, not only those who kill with knives, cutlasses, and guns are murderers. You murdered with your mouth when you tell lies and say evil things. When you are a false witness in court, we murdered another person when we lie about each other and depend on false argument to win our cases. Anyone who is a creator of pain and producer of wickedness is a murderer. That is what that Bible verse said. I decree and declare, gracious God, tonight by your grace upon grace on us, on me, on my household, on everyone on this altar, on this throne tonight, forgive us in any way we have murdered with our mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus, tonight by your grace upon grace on us, God, forgive us of telling lies and saying evil things at any time and in any way, Father, in the name of Jesus, our gracious Father, by your greater grace upon us, forgive us of any time we have engaged and relied on false arguments to win cases in the name of Jesus. Arguments. Wrong argument. God said these are the things that make him to run away, to take his face out of our life. I want you to pray. Gracious God, I don't want to be separated from you at any time. Tonight, forgive any time and any way I have created pain and produced iniquity and wickedness in the name of Jesus. Daddy, I don't want to be separated from you. Father, by your greater grace upon me, tonight forgive me of any time and any way I have created pain for another person. Oh, Father, in any way I have produced iniquity and wickedness in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 6 verse 14, perversity is in his heart. He devises mischief continually. He sows discord. Sowing of discord is detestable to God. According to Proverbs chapter 6 verse 19, it's listed as one of the six things the Lord hates. According to that verse 16 of that Proverbs 6, let us quickly go through those things just to refresh our mind. The Lord hates six things. In fact, seven are detestable to him: arrogant eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that plots wicked schemes, feet eager to run to evil, a lying witness who gives false testimonies, and one who stir up trouble among brothers. Continuing practicing of this separates a man from God, because God cannot behold these things. If you and I are practicing any of this, by the help of grace upon grace poured on us and on me, we stop those things tonight in the name of Jesus. Our gracious God, by your grace on us, we will always practice justice and contend for truth at all times. In all situations, we will say the truth. Our yes will be yes, our no will be no. By the special grace that you have poured upon us, by greater grace that you have poured upon us this year, 2023, henceforth, oh God, we will practice justice. We will contend for truth at all times. And in all situations, in the name of Jesus, gracious Father, by your grace upon us, we receive help not to trust in vanity and to stop speaking vain things henceforth, by your grace in the name of Jesus. By your grace upon grace poured on us, Heavenly Father, as from tonight, we will get help not to continue conceiving evil and bringing forth sins and wickedness in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's see what 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 says about grace that God poured upon us this year, 2023, and that it will be upon us forever in the mighty name of Jesus, in order for us to keep closer to God. It says, for he delivered us and saved us and called us with a holy calling, a calling that leads to a consecrated life, a life set apart, a life of purpose, not because of our works or because of any personal merit. We could do nothing to earn this, but because of his own purpose and grace, his amazing undeserved favor, which was granted to us in Christ Jesus before the world began, eternal ages ago. This is reason why the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says, therefore, let us with privilege approach the throne of grace, that is the throne of God's gracious favor, with confidence and without fear, so that we may receive mercy for our failures, for our sins, for our wrongdoing, and find his amazing grace to help us in time of need, an appropriate time. An appropriate time for his blessing coming just at the right time. That is just it. Tell me, who can please God without the help of the grace of God? Show me a man that can please God by his own strength. Referencing these two verses I read, no one but anyone can be by the help of the grace of God. His grace is sufficient to keep us away from doing those things that are detestable unto God and that keeps him running away from us. It's only the grace of God that can help you. That's why God has decided to pour it upon us in greater measure. Let me tell you, this is the time that you need the grace of God. Because if that grace is not upon you, even in greater measure, it's easy to fall by the wayside. It's easy to continue to sin and you will not know it. I pray that we will all depend and rely on the grace of God that he has poured upon us to do good and to say right things at the right time in the name of Jesus, to do good at all times, regardless of the situation and circumstances, and to say the right thing even at all times in the name of Jesus. Verses 6 to 8. Of the same book of Isaiah 59 says, they cannot be used for clothes. Those things that they have weaved by themselves and you cannot cover yourself with them. Your hands are always busy sinning and uttering orders. Your feet run towards evil. You are always ready to kill innocent people. You think of nothing but evil. Everywhere you go, you cause trouble and ruin. You see? You don't know how to live in peace. You don't do what is right and fair. You are crooked. And anyone who lives like that will never know true peace. That is the word of God. Evil works. The wicked ones have woven. That they have woven. Thinking it will cover them. Cannot. That is what the word of God says. And will not, because their works are works of iniquities and of cruelty. That is what they have in their hands. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out, according to Numbers chapter 32 verse 23. And Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 14 says, for God will bring every act, every deed to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil. They run quickly to do evil, to kill innocent, and their thoughts are evil. Therefore, in their ways is desolation and destruction. That is the word of God. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you and upon me, we will not weave evil for anyone and anybody at any time. In the name of Jesus, and anyone that have woven evil for you and for me, for any members of our household, we fall into these very webs, evil webs they prepare by themselves. In the name of Jesus, anyone that have woven, that have prepared, that have weaved even night, evil words for you and for me, such a person will fall into that evil works. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, by the grace upon grace on you and on me, we will not turn to evil for any reason. Many are turned into evil because of what to eat, because they want to be known, because of fame, because of they want to live large, because they want to belong. They have turned to evil. I decree and I declare, even at this perilous time, even at this dangerous time, when many are turning to evil, you and I, by the grace of God upon us, we not turn to evil for any reason. In the name of Jesus, we will not make haste to shed innocent blood for any reason at any time. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you and upon me, no wicked one will shed our blood. No wicked one will be able to shed the blood of our family members. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you and upon me, we will not have wicked thoughts in our hearts for anyone at any time, for any reason, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, and that of 4 to 8, you can read that at your own time. But I'm going to pray. I pray that in the name of Jesus, that you and I, we will have a thought, in the same thought that is in the mind of Christ, will be in our mind at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, we will have the thought of things that are right and pleasing unto God at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you will never have your heart covered and full of evil towards anybody in the name of Jesus. Verse 8 says that you don't know how to live in peace. You don't do what is right and fair. You are crude, and anyone who lives like that will never know true peace. The Bible says there's no peace for the wicked. Reveal that there is no safety and security with anyone that is close to these people. Everything they do is unjust. They follow rough paths which lead to destruction. I decree grace upon grace on you and on me. We will not stay around sinners and the wicked ones for any reason in the name of Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, remember, bad company corrupt manner. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you, you will not join the wicked practicing unjust at any time for any reason. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, by the grace of God upon you and upon me, we will not follow the crooked way, the rough way with the evil ones for any reason at any time. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, we will never follow the wicked ones in the way of destruction at any time for any reason. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verses 9 to 12, you can read that. But let me quickly go through it. It says, all fairness and goodness is gone. There is only darkness around us. So we must wait for the light. We hope for the light, but all we have is darkness. We are like people without eyes. We walk into walls like blind people. We stumble and fall as if it was night. Even in the daylight, we cannot see at noontime. We fall like dead men. We are always complaining. We groan like bears and mourn like doves. We are waiting for justice, but there is none. We are waiting to be saved, but salvation is still far. May the Lord have mercy. This is the confession. This is the confession of the sinners, of the people, when they see that God is no more with them, when they see that there's a separation between them and their God. And they were confessing that because of our evil ways, see what we are passing through. Is that not what is going on in our land? Is that not what we are experiencing in our nations of the world? Isaiah 55:7 says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Also, 1 John 1:9 says, but if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. We can trust God to do this. He always does what is right. He will make us clean from all the wrong things we have done. Hallelujah. Also, God wants a genuine repentance from a sinner. God cannot be mocked. From these verses, it was revealed reason why God did not save them from the hand of the oppressor. The reason why they want justice, vengeance against the wicked enemies of their who oppresses them and who have done them wrong, but nothing happened. Their expectation was cut off. My brothers and my sisters, no one can fool God by pretense and deceit. God is all-knowing God. He deals with our hearts and not our acts. Jeremiah 2:22 says, even when you wash yourself with much strong soap, the mark of your sin is still before me, says the Lord. But thanks be to God, the blood of Jesus, his son, washes away our sin, washes the mark of sin away from us. According to the Bible passage, 1 John 1:7, that says, but if we live in light as God does, we share in life with each other, and the blood of his son Jesus washes all our sins away. That's why I sang that song earlier. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The Bible says the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Brethren, the expectation of sinner and the ungodly, he will not grant, because God will not grant their request. According to Proverbs 10:28, the hopes of the godly result in happiness, but the expectation of the wicked come to nothing. I decree and declare that I and myself and you will not play with God at any time by the grace poured upon us, but we will be genuine in our relationship with God. In the name of Jesus, we will have genuine repentance at all times, and we will forsake our wicked ways. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare grace upon grace on you and on me tonight. We repent genuinely from all our sins, from all our wicked ways, in the name of Jesus. Verse 15 of Isaiah 59 says, loyalty is gone, and people who try to do good are robbed. The Lord looked and saw there was no justice. he did not like what he saw. There is so little honesty that those who stop doing evil find themselves the victims of crime. Even if you try to do evil and to do good, you will become the victim. That is what is happening. They will see those that are doing wrong. They will not attack. But you that you are doing good, that you are the one that we hate. You are the one that we talk down. You are the one that we plan to bring down. What a world and terrible time like ours today. Exactly what Jesus said regarding the end of time. He says, indeed, the Lord God, your merciful judge, will cut this time of trial short. And this will be done for the benefit of the elect, that some might indeed be saved, for no one could survive the depravity for very long. Is that not what we are passing through? Believers in Christ, hold on to your faith. The grace is sufficient for you. Regardless of what you are facing, the grace has been poured upon you. Hold on and trust the grace that God has given unto you. Graceful and merciful God, by your grace upon me and upon every soul on this mountain, do not let us be victim of this end time crime in any way in the name of Jesus. They will persecute you. They will lie against you. He says some will even they will lock people up in prison by lying against them. I decree and declare that none of our family members will be victim of the crime of this trial and temptation times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare grace upon grace on us, upon you and on me and our household member. We will not be victim of backsliding. We will not be victim of backsliding in the name of Jesus. Even at this perilous time, when many are turning away, when many are returning even to the world for what they want, we will not be victim of that in the name of Jesus. We will not run away from God for any reason in the name of Jesus. From verse 16 to 17, you can read that by yourself because of our time. God showed up for his people. He came to put a stop to the injustice and lies in the land. God took action by his own strong arm, reached out and brought deliverance and salvation to his people by his righteousness and truthfulness. Truthfulness. Gracious Father, merciful God, tonight I decree by greater grace upon us, and your mercy intervene to help us against our oppressor, against our oppressors at all levels, at all realms of affairs. In the name of Jesus, gracious and merciful God, show up for the oppressed in our lands and save them by your strong arm in the name of Jesus. God, in the multitude of your grace that you have declared upon us this year, 2023, give us justice against our oppressor, against our oppressors in the name of Jesus, against our wicked enemy. Give us justice by your great grace, O God, and by your multitude of mercy. Daddy, tonight, O Lord, clothe yourself with a robe of vengeance and avenge us of our enemies, physically and spiritually, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Verse 18 to 19 also says, he will give his enemy the punishment they deserve. They will feel his anger. He will punish all his enemies. People along the coast will get the punishment they deserve. People from the west to the east will fear the Lord and respect his glory. He will come quickly like a fast flowing river driven by a wind from the Lord. Release unto us, God, what you have determined to do. Daddy, tonight, O Lord, do it, O God, what you have determined to do for us, your people, so that they will know that you are for us, so that they will know that you are our God. Father, in the name of Jesus, genuinely repented of our sins, forsaking the practicing of sin tonight, rescue and redeem us from the hand of our oppressors in the name of Jesus. Glorious Father, tonight, by your greater grace upon us. Deliver us all from our wicked enemies, from our arch enemy Satan, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us from his dangerous demons that he are already unleashed in the world. Save us from them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we genuinely repented of our wicked ways, and we genuinely, O Lord, we are forsaking them tonight, in the name of Jesus. Gracious Father, you are a covenant keeper. Do not take away your spirit. If you look at that verse 20, even to 21. But before we go that, I want us to pray this prayer. Tonight, gracious Father, by the power of your grace on me and on my household, pay back my enemies. Pay back our enemies, their wickedness. At all level, pay them back, O Lord. Let tonight be the time for them to get even the reward, O Lord, the punishment for their wickedness towards us, in the name of Jesus. Our gracious and merciful God, by your grace upon us, let all people respect your name in our lives, because they will see that you are the one that have given us victory. You are the one acting against our oppressor. You are the one acting against. You have unleashed, you have released your anger, your wrath upon our wicked enemies, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 20 to 21 says, then a redeemer will come to Zion to save the people of God who have turned away from sin. When you repented of your sin, when you turned away from sin, redeemer will come to save you. God will save you. So you know that you must repent. I don't know you on this line. You have not given your life to Christ. You have not forsaken your wicked ways. This is the time. If you want to enjoy the salvation that comes from the Lord, if you want God to shine his face upon you, if you want to continue to be with God, to dwell in his presence, have closer walk with him and closer relationship with him, you need to turn away from your wicked ways. And the Lord will grant you that grace, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, God the covenant keeper will not take away his spirit from you. He will not take away his spirit from me, in the name of Jesus. He will not chase you away from his presence. He will not chase me away from his presence. According to Psalm 51 verse 11, don't chase me away from you, or take your spirit away from me. Gracious Father, by your abundant grace upon us, please let not your word depart from our mouth. Because it says that, and the Lord says, as for me, this is the agreement that I will make with these people. I promise my spirit that I pour on you, and my words that I put in your mouth, never to leave you. They will be with you and your children, and your children's children, for now and forever. The Bible says, in the book of Psalm 119 verse 11, I treasure your word above all else. It keeps me from sinning against you. Very important that we keep the word of God in our hearts. For each flowing, it will make the word of God to flow easily from our mouth. For the mouth speaks flows from the heart. According to Matthew chapter 12 verse 34b, that what Jesus said. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon us, you and I will treasure God's words above all else, and it will keep us away from continuous sinning against God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the greater grace upon us, you and I will speak God's words at all times, and no evil words. We will not speak devil's words. Devil's words will not flow from our heart, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive even the grace to keep the word of God in our heart, so that our word will come even to bless others, in the name of Jesus. Lastly, and very importantly for us believers in Christ, we must teach our children the word of God ourselves. Please let us not take away the teaching of the word of God from our children. The word of God will save their souls and keep them to live a godly life. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119 verse 105. My brothers and my sisters, love your children. Be diligent and persistent in teaching your children the word of God. There is no time to be complacent for the teaching of the word of God to our children. Deuteronomy chapter 11, 19 says, teach them to your children by talking about them when you sit in your house and when you travel on the road and when you lay down and when you get up. I decree and declare by the grace of God upon you, you and I will not be complacent in teaching our children the word of God for any reason in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will not permit the social media, school teacher, etc. to teach our children the ways of the world in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare grace of God upon us, upon our children. They will listen to the teaching of the word of God and they will do according to the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and I declare by the grace of God upon you and your children, upon me and my children, words of God will not depart from our mouth for any reason and by no one and by no means in the name of Jesus. Remember Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 that says, this book of the law, the scripture, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. I decree and declare by the grace of God upon you and your children, upon me and my children, the word of God will never depart from our mouth in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the grace of God upon us, we will daily and at all times meditate on the word of God in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare by the grace of God upon us and our children, we will be careful to do all that is written in the Bible, in the scripture, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the grace of God upon us, our ways will be prosperous as we continue meditating and doing the word of God always, in the name of Jesus. And finally tonight, I decree and declare by the grace upon grace that God has declared upon us this year 2023, oh, we will have good success in the name of Jesus. Every one of us this year 2023, by the grace upon grace God has declared on us, and as we continue to do that which is pleasing unto God, good success is ours in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we continue to study and meditate on the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you, we worship you. Daddy, we give you praise, we give you honor. As we have decreed tonight, O Lord, so your grace, O Lord, we give you, give us the enablement in the name of Jesus. Because with your grace, O Lord, we can do away with sin. We can do away with the practices of sin, O Lord. We can do away with those things that are detestable unto you, O God. And we will continue to study your word. We'll continue to meditate on your word. And your word will be light unto our path. And your word will give us, O Lord, good success, O Lord. And we will prosper in all that we lay our hands on. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Looking forward to meeting with you on this mountain, even next month, February 2023, by the grace upon grace poured on us by God in the name of Jesus. Stay connected, stay blessed. I love you. Becky Adedokun. Bye.